Hello, everyone. This is Angel Life Makeover, and this is Andrea Dumbecki. Thanks for being here with me, and I am excited as we are approaching the first day of spring here in the Pacific Northwest. I'm starting to plant my garden, and I have some special fairy events coming up. I have the online Leprechauns class for St. Patrick's Day, and that also includes a reading package. I am also offering a Spring Fairies online class and reading package. I'm also doing some local events this month. I'm going to be hosting a fairy retreat and a Blue Moon Women's Circle where we will journey to the land of the Midnight Fairies. So it's an amazing month of fairy events. As we are celebrating spring here, I'm feeling more appreciation for the plants and the earth, and I'm feeling very in tune with my garden. I planted some nasturtiums yesterday and also some morning glory. I'm also going to get some moonflower. So I wanted to make a special podcast to talk about the fairies and leprechauns and the first day of spring and all the magic that is coming through. I'm getting lots of visions of flowers, rainbows, fairies, earth healing, and the fairies keep saying everything is changing. We are evolving. We are awakening more levels of earth, heavenly bliss. And remember that each and every one of us can make a difference in bringing peace to earth, in loving the environment, in connecting with plants, animals, and one another on a heart level. That is always the lesson of the fairy kingdom, to live in the higher dimensions of oneness, of bliss, of peace, and to shed all those human concepts of lack, limitation, or even materialism. As I was working with the leprechauns, as I'm getting ready for my Manifesting with the Leprechauns workshop, they had some really interesting ideas that they have been sharing with me. We grow up in a materialistic society, right? Where we feel that we are limited, yet we need possessions to feel whole. Well, in the fairy kingdom, in the leprechaun kingdom, they are instant manifestors. Their worlds don't function on money. They can instantly manifest what they need, yet they work for the joy of fulfilling their purpose. And they have heart-centered careers, such as caring for plants, you know, animals, building houses. There's so many amazing things that they do, but their lives are more based on oneness, simplicity, and being in the flow, and they're much healthier than we are. And I wanted to really bring in the messages of the fairy and the leprechaun kingdom to give us rejuvenation and hope as we too are evolving to this higher way of being, a simplicity yet a self-mastery. We're learning to live with less, yet knowing that we have all that we need, that we are so complete within ourselves, and that we can manifest anything that we need, and that we are safe in the universe. So first, let's connect a little bit with the leprechauns and their healing symbols. I was studying the leprechauns, and I was looking at all the things related to them. It was a lucky horseshoe, rainbows, clovers. They're always associated with green and pots of gold. Leprechauns manifest abundance, but they also bring in earth healing, joy, and luck. Leprechauns are all about luck, changing your luck, and also believing in your ability to create from a place of innocent joy. At times in my life when I was in lack and I needed to create what I needed, the leprechauns would come to me and just ring a little bell, kind of like the Lucky Charm leprechaun from the cereal commercial, and they said, that is how easy it is to manifest whatever you need. Just snap your fingers and imagine it's in front of you. We don't have to be afraid of being in lack because we are super creators. We are magical super creators. We also possess the healing power of the fairy kingdom. We have just lost touch with this amazing healing power. And this amazing healing power has the ability to rejuvenate the earth, heal our physical bodies, and bring joy and happiness to the people and the animals around us. So let's connect with the leprechauns now. See them dancing around. They're so excited to connect with you. I feel when I connect with the leprechauns, all of my chakras aligned, and I feel that kind of inner child excitement, that excitement just to be alive, that excitement just to exist and to be a magical creator. So feel those healing symbols of the leprechaun in your aura now, feel the four-leaf clovers, the rainbows, the gold. And the gold represents our ability to manifest magical things in alignment with the universe. The leprechauns are really unraveling the monetary system, showing us the dysfunction, how we're kind of programmed to curse money and say it's about greed, yet we needed to survive. But really, we're missing the whole point, is that money is a blessing to feed the children, to take care of the earth. It can bring so many good things. And when we get aligned with money and the actions that we want to take to help the world, to help one another, and then realize that money is just kind of something that is needed as a tool, we can get in alignment with our greatest abundance and just be a channel of that abundance, whether it's the things that we need or the money that we need to get the things that we need or to help the earth. We can just be in alignment with that without judgment of greed or any other negative programming. So we're going to release any negative programming now as we align with our super creator energies with the Leprechaun Kingdom. I see the Leprechaun King coming, giving us a super creator attunement. And that's just a little sample of what we will be doing during my Manifesting with the Leprechauns workshop, which will be released March 17th, 2018. All right, so we're also working with the fairies of spring as the spring fairies awaken new energies of rebirth. This is a time of passion, of creation, of rejuvenation. When I read the energies of spring, I see the energies of seeds bursting forth, growing new plants. And so is the energy of us as we come forth and rebirth ourselves. We went through the winter, letting go of things, going within, and now we are ready to face the world again, go out into the world and share beautiful energies, shine like the sun. Many flower energies are coming through, many energizing frequencies to help us burst forth and create magical things in our lives. And I keep using the word magic when I talk about the fairies and leprechauns because they use the word magic for power or creation energy, the raw energy of our will and intention that we can use in the world to create things, to build gardens, to help one another, to build institutions of joy and bring happiness through our creations. So as we connect with the spring fairies, feel their magical kingdom awakening all around you. Bunnies, daffodils, hyacinth, crocus, camellia, baby fawn, butterfly fairies, and all types of amazing fairies are here with us now. The spring fairy king and queen are greeting us and giving us an amazing attunement to the magical energies of spring and earth. I remember how spring felt as a child, the first days when it was 65, where you'd stay out all day and you'd play in the grass and you were so happy to get out of the house since you were stuck in the house in winter. I know personally I'm from New York, so we had really cold winters and we really appreciated spring and being able to be outside during those longer days, playing all day in the fresh air, running through the forest. I really grew up in nature. My mom always took us to parks. She encouraged outdoors. And so I'm really a nature child, a child of nature. And still as a grown-up, I always need to hike. I always need to be with the trees and the plants and the grass. And I need that beautiful fresh air and sunshine. So sharing the magical energies of the spring fairies with you and a spring fairy blessing for all of you. And I am offering my spring fairy class and reading package this month. And I'm wishing you all magical leprechaun and fairy blessings for your spring. This is Andrea Dumbecki from angelfairyhealing.com. I am available for private angel and fairy readings, and I also have a large variety of classes on my website. I would love to hear from you. I also have a newsletter that you can sign up for so that you can keep up to date on my events, and I offer lots of free products. Thanks for listening. Blessings.